Bringing positive energy into your life is essential for personal growth and well-being. The teachings of Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, offer timeless wisdom on how to bring positive energy into our lives. Let's delve into Marcus Aurelius's insights, each a beacon of inspiration guiding us toward a more positive and fulfilling life. Lesson 1. Ignore what others are doing. In the modern world, where social media inundates us with curated snapshots of others' lives, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparison. Marcus Aurelius, however, advocates for the liberation that comes with focusing on oneself. By ignoring the external noise and steering clear of the constant comparison to others, we open ourselves up to a reservoir of positive energy. In a culture that often measures success and happiness by external standards, Marcus Aurelius encourages us to define our own metrics of contentment. The path to positivity begins with recognizing that everyone's journey is unique and success is subjective. What others are doing should not be the yardstick against which we measure our worth or accomplishments. Instead of being preoccupied with the achievements and lifestyles of those around us, Marcus Aurelius prompts us to turn our attention inward. Reflect on your own goals, aspirations, and values. By doing so, you create a space for authenticity and self-discovery, laying the foundation for a positive and fulfilling life. The Stoic philosophy of focusing on what is within our control aligns seamlessly with this principle. We cannot control the actions, achievements, or circumstances of others, but we can control our reactions and choices. When we let go of the need to constantly compare ourselves to external standards, we free up mental and emotional space to channel positive energy into our personal growth. Ignoring what others are doing doesn't mean isolation or indifference. It's about setting healthy boundaries and understanding that our worth is not contingent on external validation. By disengaging from the comparison game, we create room for genuine self-appreciation and confidence. Moreover, this practice aligns with the Stoic virtue of temperance. The Stoics believed in moderation and self-control, and by focusing on our own path, we avoid the extremes of envy or unwarranted pride. This moderation is a powerful source of positive energy, fostering a balanced and steady approach to life's challenges. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that the pursuit of positive energy starts with the decision to turn our attention away from the external distractions and influences that can cloud our judgment and diminish our inner peace. By cultivating a mindset that values internal growth over external validation, we pave the way for a more positive, purposeful, and authentic existence. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Embracing this wisdom allows us to navigate life with a renewed sense of purpose and positivity. Lesson 2. Count your blessings. In our busy lives, we often focus on wanting more instead of being grateful for what we already have. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to stop and recognize the good things in our lives. It's not just a simple task, but a powerful change in how we see and enjoy life. In a world that often emphasizes accumulation and comparison, the act of counting your blessings serves as a reminder of the richness already present in your life. Begin by acknowledging the small victories, the moments of joy, and the simple pleasures that may go unnoticed in the rush of daily activities. From the warmth of the sun on your face to the laughter of loved ones, each blessing contributes to the tapestry of your life. Marcus Aurelius believed that gratitude is not just a response to favorable circumstances, but a mindset cultivated through conscious effort. Take time each day to reflect on the positive aspects of your life. It could be the support of friends and family, the opportunities for growth and learning, or the basic necessities that sustain you. By consciously recognizing these blessings, you create a mental space that attracts positive energy. Gratitude, according to Marcus Aurelius, is a wellspring of contentment. It shifts the focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, fostering a sense of fulfillment and peace. As you count your blessings, you develop an attitude of appreciation that extends beyond material possessions. It encompasses the intangible qualities that make life meaningful: love, kindness, and the beauty of shared experiences. Moreover, the practice of counting your blessings acts as a buffer against negativity. When faced with challenges, reflecting on the positive aspects of your life can provide a source of strength and resilience. It reminds you that, even in difficult times, there is a foundation of goodness to draw upon. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to carry this practice into our interactions with others. Expressing gratitude not only strengthens our own sense of well-being, but also uplifts those around us. Take the time to thank others for their contributions, both big and small. This simple act not only acknowledges the positive impact they have had, but also reinforces the interconnectedness of human experiences. So, counting your blessings is a gateway to a more positive and fulfilling life. It aligns your focus with the abundance that surrounds you, fostering a mindset that attracts positive energy. As Marcus Aurelius wisely teaches, the more you appreciate the blessings in your life, the more blessings you will find. It's a cyclical journey of gratitude that has the power to elevate your spirit and transform your perspective on the world. Lesson 3. Train your perceptions. In the realm of Marcus Aurelius's teachings, training your perceptions is a transformative practice that can shape the way you experience the world. The Stoic philosophy encourages us to recognize the influence our thoughts have on our emotions, urging us to harness the power of our minds to cultivate positive energy. In our daily lives, we encounter a myriad of situations, some joyful and others challenging. How we perceive and interpret these circumstances determines the emotional impact they have on us. Marcus Aurelius implores us to actively train our minds to view the glass as half full rather than half empty. Consider challenges not as insurmountable obstacles but as opportunities for growth. When faced with adversity, instead of succumbing to despair, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this experience?" By reframing your perception, you begin to see setbacks as stepping stones toward personal development. Moreover, training your perceptions involves consciously choosing how you react to external events. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to respond with equanimity, maintaining a calm and composed demeanor even in the face of chaos. This practice is not about suppressing emotions, but rather about approaching situations with rationality and resilience. One powerful technique to train your perceptions is mindfulness. By being present in the current moment and observing your thoughts without judgment, you can gain clarity on your emotional responses. This self-awareness allows you to redirect negative thoughts and emotions, replacing them with positive and constructive perspectives. Another aspect of training perceptions involves letting go of the need for external validation. In a world often driven by the opinions of others, Marcus Aurelius advises us to find validation within ourselves. By recognizing our intrinsic worth and relying on our internal compass, we free ourselves from the emotional roller coaster of seeking approval from external sources. Practicing empathy plays a crucial role in training perceptions. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to view situations from different perspectives, fostering a deeper understanding of the motivations and struggles of those around us. This empathetic approach not only enhances our relationships, but also contributes to a more positive and harmonious environment. So, training your perceptions is an ongoing process of self-discovery and self-mastery. It requires conscious effort to shift your mindset from one of negativity to one of optimism. By choosing to see the beauty in the ordinary and the opportunities and challenges, you pave the way for a more positive and enriching life. Marcus Aurelius's wisdom serves as a guiding light, reminding us that we have the power to shape our perceptions. Through this intentional practice, you can cultivate a mindset that attracts positive energy, fostering resilience and inner peace in the face of life's ever-changing circumstances. As you continue on this journey of training your perceptions, remember that the lens through which you view the world is a powerful tool, one that can turn challenges into triumphs and transform ordinary moments into extraordinary ones. Lesson 4. Turn the other cheek. In the realm of human interactions, where emotions can run high and misunderstandings are commonplace, Marcus Aurelius advocates for a response that transcends the knee-jerk reactions of anger or resentment. Turn the other cheek, he advises, drawing from the Stoic principle of maintaining inner tranquility amidst external turmoil. When faced with criticism, hostility, or negativity from others, the Stoic philosophy encourages us to resist the impulse to retaliate in kind. Instead, Marcus Aurelius urges us to approach such situations with a measured and thoughtful response. This does not imply weakness or submission, but rather a strength rooted in self-control and empathy. Turning the other cheek is a profound act of emotional intelligence. It involves stepping back from the immediate emotional response and choosing a higher path, one that seeks understanding and resolution rather than perpetuating a cycle of negativity. By doing so, we not only preserve our inner peace, but also contribute to the creation of a more harmonious environment. This Stoic practice invites us to consider the motivations and perspectives of those who may direct negativity our way. It acknowledges the complexity of human emotions and allows us to respond with compassion rather than defensiveness. In turning the other cheek, we break the chain of reactive behavior, promoting a climate of mutual respect and understanding. Furthermore, this principle encourages us to recognize that the actions of others are often a reflection of their own inner struggles and challenges. By responding with empathy and patience, we become catalysts for positive change. Our ability to absorb negativity without reciprocating not only shields us from unnecessary stress, but also sets an example for those around us. In the context of turning the other cheek, forgiveness plays a pivotal role. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that holding on to grudges only burdens the soul and obstructs the flow of positive energy. Choosing forgiveness liberates us from the weight of resentment, allowing us to move forward with a lighter heart. Turning the other cheek is not a call to tolerate injustice or condone harmful behavior. Instead, it is an invitation to rise above the immediate urge for retaliation and engage in constructive dialogue. This approach can de-escalate conflicts, fostering an environment where conflicts are resolved amicably rather than escalating into prolonged animosity. In embracing the principle of turning the other cheek, we become architects of our own emotional well-being. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that our reactions to external events are within our control, and by choosing a response that reflects wisdom and compassion, we contribute to the cultivation of positive energy in both ourselves and the world around us. This Stoic practice is a testament to the enduring power of inner strength and resilience, demonstrating that true power lies not in reacting impulsively, but in responding with mindfulness and grace. Lesson 5. View obstacles as opportunities. Life's journey is not without its share of obstacles. In the Stoic philosophy embraced by Marcus Aurelius, challenges are not seen as roadblocks, but as opportunities for personal and spiritual growth. To truly bring positive energy into our lives, we must shift our perspective on obstacles, seeing them as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. Every challenge we face carries with it a valuable lesson and an opportunity for self-discovery. Instead of succumbing to frustration or despair when confronted with difficulties, adopt the mindset that each obstacle is a chance to become stronger, wiser, and more resilient. This shift in perception allows us to navigate challenges with a sense of purpose and optimism. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to approach obstacles with a curious and open mind. Rather than viewing them as insurmountable barriers, consider them puzzles waiting to be solved. By reframing our mindset, we transform adversity into an adventure, an opportunity to explore our capabilities and push the boundaries of what we thought possible. Furthermore, obstacles provide a unique vantage point for self-reflection. They compel us to dig deep within ourselves, uncovering hidden strengths and talents that may have remained dormant in the absence of challenges. Embrace the opportunity to learn more about your own capabilities, using each obstacle as a mirror reflecting your inner resilience and determination. Viewing obstacles as opportunities encourages a proactive rather than reactive approach to life. Instead of allowing challenges to dictate your emotional state, take control of the narrative. Ask yourself, how can I grow from this experience? What positive actions can I take in the face of adversity? By adopting this forward-thinking mindset, You transform obstacles into catalysts for personal development. In our life, challenges play a crucial role in shaping our character and guiding us toward our true potential. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that the most successful and fulfilled individuals are not those who lead a life free of obstacles, but those who learn to dance in the rain, finding joy and purpose even in the midst of adversity. So, embracing obstacles as opportunities is a powerful way to infuse our lives with positive energy. It is not the absence of challenges that defines us, but how we choose to respond to them. By cultivating a mindset that sees opportunities in every obstacle, we not only overcome adversity with grace, but also embark on a journey of continuous self-improvement and growth. Life's challenges become the raw materials from which we can craft a more resilient, positive, and fulfilling existence. As Marcus Aurelius wisely noted, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice. Transform obstacles into opportunities, and let the positive energy flow through the tapestry of your life. Lesson 6. Love your fate. In the philosophy of Marcus Aurelius, amor fati, or love of fate, stands as a powerful reminder to embrace every twist and turn in our journey through life. To truly love your fate is to accept the inherent unpredictability of life with open arms. It is a call to find meaning and beauty even in the face of adversity, recognizing that every experience, whether joyous or challenging, contributes to the rich tapestry of our existence. When we love our fate, we release ourselves from the chains of resentment and resistance. Instead of lamenting what could have been or dwelling on perceived injustices, we choose to see the divine order in the unfolding of events. This perspective liberates us from the weight of regret, allowing us to focus our energy on the present moment and the opportunities it holds. Loving your fate is not about passively resigning to circumstances, but about actively engaging with the reality of your life. It involves finding purpose and meaning in the midst of chaos, understanding that even the most challenging situations can be catalysts for growth. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that the events of our lives are not merely random happenings, but integral parts of a greater design, shaping us into resilient, compassionate individuals. To cultivate a love for your fate, start by reflecting on past experiences, both positive and negative. Consider how each event has contributed to your personal development, strengthening your character and resilience. By acknowledging the interconnectedness of these experiences, you can begin to see a broader, more profound narrative unfolding in your life. Loving your fate involves relinquishing the desire for control over external circumstances. Understand that there are aspects of life beyond your control, and trying to resist or manipulate them only leads to frustration. Instead, focus on the aspects you can control, your reactions, attitudes, and choices. By mastering your responses to life's challenges, you become the architect of your own inner peace and positive energy. Embracing amor fati also means letting go of the fear of the unknown. The future is inherently uncertain, and the path ahead may not always align with your expectations. However, by approaching the unknown with curiosity rather than apprehension, you open yourself to new possibilities and discoveries. Every twist in the road becomes an adventure, an opportunity to learn and evolve. So, loving your fate is a practice of mindfulness and acceptance. It is about finding contentment in the present moment, irrespective of external circumstances. By adopting this stoic principle, you not only transform your relationship with life, but also radiate a positive energy that attracts resilience, gratitude, and a profound sense of purpose. As Marcus Aurelius profoundly states, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Loving your fate is the key to unlocking the door to that happiness within. Lesson 7. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is not merely acknowledging the positive aspects of our lives. It's a transformative mindset that influences our perception of the world. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from the Stoic philosophy, advocates for the profound impact of gratitude on our well-being. Let's explore how the practice of gratitude, as guided by his wisdom, can bring a tidal wave of positive energy into our daily existence. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to view gratitude as a lens through which we see the world. Rather than focusing solely on what we lack or desire, gratitude directs our attention to the abundance that surrounds us. It is a conscious choice to appreciate the beauty in the ordinary, the strength in adversity, and the lessons in challenges. One of the fundamental aspects of practicing gratitude, according to Marcus Aurelius, is acknowledging the present moment. It involves being fully present and appreciating the richness of the now. By immersing ourselves in the current moment, we cultivate a deeper connection with our surroundings, fostering a sense of contentment and gratitude for the simple joys that often go unnoticed. While it's relatively easy to be grateful during times of abundance, Marcus Aurelius challenges us to extend our gratitude to moments of adversity. He suggests that challenges are not obstacles, but rather opportunities for growth. By expressing gratitude for the lessons learned during difficult times, we shift our perspective from victimhood to empowerment, inviting positive energy to permeate our lives. Marcus Aurelius advocates for making gratitude a daily ritual. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you are thankful for. It could be the support of loved ones, the warmth of the sun, or the simple pleasure of a shared laugh. Cultivating this daily habit gradually rewires our brains to default to a positive outlook, making gratitude an integral part of our mindset. The practice of gratitude extends beyond personal well-being. It has a ripple effect on the people around us. When we express gratitude, whether through words or actions, we create a positive environment that uplifts others. This interconnected web of gratitude contributes to the collective positive energy, fostering a sense of community and shared well-being. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to incorporate gratitude into our reflective practices. During moments of introspection, consider the positive aspects of your experiences. Reflect on the challenges you've overcome, the lessons you've learned, and the growth you've achieved. This retrospective gratitude not only strengthens your resilience, but also amplifies the positive energy within you. Practicing gratitude, as inspired by Marcus Aurelius, is a transformative journey that leads to a more positive and fulfilling life. It involves seeing the world through a lens of abundance, acknowledging the present moment, finding gratitude in adversity, making it a daily ritual, and recognizing its ripple effect on others. By cultivating a mindset of gratitude, we align ourselves with the positive energy that flows through every aspect of our lives, creating a foundation for lasting joy and contentment. As Marcus Aurelius reminds us, in gratitude, we discover the true richness of our existence. Lesson 8. Surround yourself with positive people. In the symphony of life, the people we choose to surround ourselves with are the instrumental notes that either harmonize or create discord. Marcus Aurelius, with his profound understanding of human connections, emphasizes the importance of choosing positive companions to amplify our own positivity. Positive companionship acts as a catalyst for personal growth and well-being. When we engage with individuals who radiate positivity, their energy becomes infectious, uplifting our spirits and influencing our outlook on life. Positive people inspire us to embrace optimism, face challenges with resilience, and celebrate the beauty in every moment. Choosing your social circle wisely involves recognizing the impact that others have on your mindset and emotional well-being. Negative influences can drain your energy and hinder personal development. In contrast, positive influences can provide support during tough times and celebrate your successes, creating a nurturing environment for your own positivity to flourish. Positive people share a common trait. They focus on solutions rather than dwelling on problems. When faced with challenges, they approach situations with a constructive mindset, offering encouragement and inspiring you to adopt a similar perspective. This collaborative problem-solving approach fosters an atmosphere of growth and learning, contributing to the overall positive energy of the group. Positive relationships contribute to a sense of belonging and community. Marcus Aurelius recognized the profound impact of social connections on our overall well-being. By surrounding yourself with positive individuals who share your values and aspirations, you create a supportive network that empowers you to face life's challenges with confidence and optimism. It's essential to assess and, if necessary, recalibrate your social circles. Distance yourself from toxic relationships that drain your energy and hinder personal growth. Instead, seek out individuals who uplift and inspire you. Cultivate relationships based on mutual respect, kindness, and shared values, fostering an environment where positive energy can thrive. Remember that positivity is a reciprocal force. By contributing your positive energy to the group, you enhance the collective well-being. Share your joys, offer support during challenges, and celebrate the successes of others. This reciprocal exchange creates a positive feedback loop, amplifying the overall positive energy within the group. Marcus Aurelius's wisdom on surrounding yourself with positive people underscores the transformative power of human connections. By intentionally choosing positive companions, you create an environment that nurtures your own positivity, fosters personal growth, and enhances your overall well-being. As you navigate the intricate dance of life, let the uplifting notes of positive relationships compose a melody that resonates with harmony, inspiration, and shared joy. Lesson 9. Perform random acts of kindness. Kindness, in its simplicity, is a universal language that knows no boundaries. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to be architects of compassion, fostering an environment where empathy and goodwill thrive. Engaging in random acts of kindness is not just about the impact it has on others, but also about the profound effect it has on our own well-being. By extending a helping hand without expecting anything in return, we create a ripple effect of positivity that transcends individual actions. The beauty of random acts of kindness lies in their spontaneity. Whether it's offering a genuine compliment, holding the door for someone, or simply listening with empathy, these small gestures have the power to brighten someone's day and, in turn, lift our own spirits. In a world that sometimes seems to be spinning too fast, kindness becomes an anchor that grounds us in the present moment and connects us to the shared humanity we all possess. Marcus Aurelius believed that in practicing kindness, we not only contribute to the collective positive energy, but also cultivate a sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Moreover, the impact of a random act of kindness extends beyond the immediate recipient. It sets in motion a chain reaction, inspiring others to pay forward the kindness they have experienced. In this way, the simple act of opening your heart to others becomes a catalyst for a cascade of positivity that reverberates through the tapestry of human connections. Marcus Aurelius invites us to be mindful of the opportunities for kindness that present themselves daily. It could be as straightforward as offering assistance to someone in need, expressing gratitude, or even sharing a smile. These acts, though seemingly small, carry immeasurable weight in the realm of positive energy. As we embrace the philosophy of performing random acts of kindness, we contribute to the creation of a more compassionate world. It's a conscious choice to be a source of light in someone else's day, to be the reason someone believes in the goodness of humanity. In these acts, we find a wellspring of positivity that replenishes our own inner reservoir, leaving us with a profound sense of purpose and interconnectedness. So let us heed the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and make kindness a guiding principle in our lives. Through the intentional practice of random acts of kindness, we not only bring joy to others, but also nurture a positive energy that has the potential to transform the world, one compassionate deed at a time. Lesson 10. Take responsibility for yourself and your life. Taking responsibility is a multifaceted concept that involves self-awareness, accountability, and a proactive approach to life. Here's a deeper exploration of this empowering principle. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embark on a journey of self-discovery. Understanding our strengths, weaknesses, values, and aspirations is the foundation of taking responsibility. By gaining insight into our inner workings, we equip ourselves with the knowledge needed to make informed decisions and navigate life's challenges with resilience. Taking responsibility means owning up to our actions, decisions, and their consequences. Instead of blaming external circumstances or other people, Marcus Aurelius teaches us to look inward and acknowledge the role we play in shaping our reality. This doesn't mean ignoring external factors, but recognizing our ability to respond thoughtfully to them. Mistakes are inevitable in the journey of life. Marcus Aurelius urges us not to fear them, but to embrace the lessons they offer. Taking responsibility involves learning from our mistakes, using them as stepping stones for growth and improvement. By adopting a growth mindset, we transform setbacks into opportunities for self-betterment. Taking responsibility requires setting meaningful goals and actively working toward them. Marcus Aurelius advocates for a proactive approach to life. Define your aspirations, break them into manageable steps, and take consistent action. By setting and achieving goals, you assert control over your path, fostering a sense of purpose and accomplishment. Life is unpredictable, filled with challenges and setbacks. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to approach adversity with resilience. Instead of viewing difficulties as insurmountable obstacles, see them as opportunities to demonstrate strength and character. Taking responsibility involves facing challenges head-on, adapting to circumstances, and maintaining a positive outlook. In every situation, we have the power to choose our response. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. By taking responsibility for our reactions, we maintain control over our emotions and contribute to a more positive and harmonious existence. Living a responsible life means aligning our actions with our values. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to reflect on our core beliefs and ensure that our choices are in harmony with them. By living authentically, we foster a sense of integrity and congruence, which are essential components of a positive and purposeful life. Taking responsibility extends beyond personal growth. It influences those around us. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to lead by example, inspiring others to take charge of their lives. Through our actions, we create a ripple effect of responsibility and empowerment, contributing to a more positive and supportive community. Taking responsibility involves finding meaning in life's challenges. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that our mindset determines how we perceive difficulties. By reframing challenges as opportunities for personal development and resilience, we infuse our lives with a sense of purpose and positivity. Marcus Aurelius's teaching on taking responsibility is a call to action, an invitation to step into our power and shape our destinies consciously. Through self-awareness, accountability, and proactive decision-making, we unlock the potential for a more positive, purposeful, and fulfilling life. As we navigate the journey of self-responsibility, we not only transform our own lives, but contribute to the creation of a more empowered and harmonious world. Marcus Aurelius's teachings provide a roadmap for infusing our lives with positive energy. Through the practice of gratitude, self-reflection, and compassionate action, we can navigate the complexities of life with grace and resilience. By internalizing these timeless principles, we embark on a journey toward a more positive, purposeful, and fulfilling existence. As Marcus Aurelius reminds us, the power to bring positive energy into our lives lies within our thoughts, choices, and actions.